Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit Sling.com to learn more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is, Ken. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Hope your Thursdays are off to a great start. Looks like another beautiful day out there. Just going to be glorious, mid-70s. Well, you're going to be sweaty out there moving around in the sun today. Make sure you wash your ass at the end of the day. Okay?
Did we ever find out in the years we had Ken Barkley on, was he a fan of the ponies? It is Kentucky Derby weekend.
True. I think he is, but I don't remember.
Thank you, actually, for saying that. There was one thing I forgot to write down.
You forgot a Magic Hat submission?
Okay. And I was blanking, and I'm like, what was it? It was some Tuesday I read. Yeah. Thank you for the reminder.
Okay, we can put it in the next break, get into it.
I don't remember if he was like
I'd imagine he dabbles in it.
I would think, yeah, but
what
I didn't know.
What time is it running on Saturday? What's the time?
Well, the coverage goes all day. Usually
3:30.
That's the problem.
3:30.
3:30 our time, Pacific time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's usually like the 10th or 11th race on the card.
They just need a more ideal. Like, why don't you just tell me exactly?
Because they want you to watch 6 hours of race.
Yeah, I don't need the prelims. All right, I don't care about the
Sometimes,
other ponies.
Sometimes though, you get the celebrities. They do the interviews.
You got them.
And you get
the
drunk people.
Fashion stuff.
I mean, I get that can be entertaining.
Like, Greg Oden might be on the broadcast. This week because he's a 7-foot black guy at the Kentucky Derby with a sick suit.
It's also Saturday is going to be 73 degrees and partially sunny. Like, well, I'm not sitting inside for 5 hours
everywhere has that weather.
We've got college graduation for nephew number one.
Oh, that's a big deal. You're not missing.
What's the gift?
Cash.
Yeah, much.
Huh?
How much
are we talking? Yeah.
Well, he might be listening. So
an adequate amount.
What do you can't tell him how much cash
he's
going to
open
him?
It in 2 days?
We'll slip a hundy in a card.
Okay.
Only a hundy, huh?
I'm not gonna shame you there. Times are tough. Hundy's a hundy.
What, are you flying El Paso every week?
He's going to Italy for a month this summer. Well, you want to give him 10 grand?
He also slipped this morning. Yeah. Upgraded to first class El Paso.
You damn right you did.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. Got enough miles piled up?
I got points, yeah.
Yeah, you're points. You're a points guy over there, aren't you? All right. What do we got? Here we go. Let's go.
We begin Lifesaver.
Ooh, right out of the gate one for me. This one.
I used to love Lifesavers.
I love Lifesavers, too.
The gummy ones are better, though.
Man's got a little bowl of them in his office.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
he does. They're like the mint ones, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the mint ones. Not like the fruit ones.
Oh, okay with that.
Fruit.
Ah.
Yeah.
The fruit gummy one's probably best.
The Elite Hard Candy Lifesaver. Man, when you unwrapped it and you saw five
colors. Yeah, the
colors,
red, yellow, and green one.
That was always exciting.
That was always a good
like
time.
Like zebra gum.
This, unfortunately, has nothing to do with actual Lifesavers, but more of a life-saving thing that did happen.
Ah, what happened?
Look, a lot of the times these stories end up in a really scary, devastating place, and this is a moment where it did not. Do you guys remember when Young Ho Koo infamous kicker, formerly of the Falcons, now the Giants. I don't actually know where he is anymore.
I don't know. Is it Young? I think it's Young Waku.
Oh, it's not. Okay, Young Waku.
I believe so.
Apologies.
Yes.
Young Waku. My apologies.
I believe so.
I did the hooked on phonics
that's
sounding
all right,
there.
Don't worry about it.
My bad. Right hand up. That's on me. Remember during a nationally televised NFL game last year where he whiffed on a kick? He Charlie Browned it?
Dude, that's the one of the craziest.
He his brain malfunctioned.
He just chunked
his super foot into the turf. Missed the ball. And it was like, did he just? And then
it's
they showed
like
the replay.
You chunked the wedge.
But he didn't touch the ball.
He didn't touch the ball.
I know.
It was all ground.
His foot stopped.
It just stopped. We all had the same reaction, right? They show the replay, and everybody's watching, laughing at home. Like, oh, my God, I've never seen that before in an NFL. I've seen bad missed kicks. I've seen horrible block attempts.
Does he have the yips?
Not the case. It has nothing to do with him. There's a fan named Marth Toothaker who was, Toothaker, watching in Kentucky. Watching at home. He's laying in bed with his wife, watching the Monday Night Football game. Mm-hmm. He sees this highlight happen. Young Waku chunks his kick. They then show the replay, and this dude, Mark, in Kentucky, starts laughing so hard in bed that he has a seizure. He is laughing so hard at the missed kick that he's starts seizuring
convulsing,
in bed next to his wife. Now, thankfully, his wife is a nurse who deals with traumatic injuries.
There you go.
That helps. She thought he was joking at first, realizes quickly, not a joke.
No, right. He's laughed
calls 911.
Convulsion.
Ambulance cruises on over, picks him up, takes him to the hospital. Guess what they discovered? He had a tumor the size of a tennis ball growing on his brain.
Wow.
And immediately went in.
Damn.
I think a week later for surgery. They removed it. It ended up being benign, so that was a great, obviously, update.
Yeah.
He had a tennis ball size tumor, left side of his brain. He said, I heard the news. I'm like, brain tumor is like can't process. Like, what is happening to me?
Yeah.
They removed it. Now, thankfully, he is he's down. He's gonna be at Churchill Downs this weekend. He's a Kentucky guy. Because he's like being honored, I think, through all this stuff that he went through. And so I saw this, though, and I thought of a random moment of laughing at a bad sports moment led to potentially saving this guy's life. Because who knows how big the tumor gets and if it ever becomes cancerous.
A couple questions here. Does Young Waku know about this story?
I would assume by now he does. But
somebody's
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, where are the Falcons?
This needs to be a meet and greet.
Well, he was a Giant when
Giants.
He did this.
Yeah, where are we?
Let me see where he's playing. Is he on
a team? He's not on a team
right
now.
He's not on a
team.
He'll
get a gig. I mean, the kickers
good.
Are
what happened to him?
He
wasn't he good early in Atlanta?
He was.
And
Harley helped me out. I felt like he was good early.
A couple big kicks, and they
as time went on, right?
They pulled him, and then he got released and whatnot. Mm. Follow up, and this may be a dumb medical question.
Yeah, go away. Go ahead.
I'm always a little surprised to hear that a guy didn't know a tennis ball sized tumor was in his head.
Isn't that wild?
Like
this is the Rashad story.
Aren't you getting like constant headaches or migraines?
But
or
you don't see it. I mean, I know it's a tumor, but like,
is it like pushing around your brain?
It's crazy how that stuff can happen.
Rashad had this with his tumor that they found that ended up, I believe, being. I mean, he's doing great. Last time I saw him, everything's been perfect.
But it was inside him, right? Like in his body.
But it was huge. It was like the size of a pumpkin, and he like had no idea for years that it was growing.
That's crazy, man.
Mm. Yeah, horrible bosses.
Oh God.
two for dirt.
All right. Let's figure out a way to talk about this.
You labeled it correctly. It's literally the movie.
I don't really. Yeah, so
no, it's literally the movie.
There is a gal who went viral yesterday. We joked about this earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Her name. What is her name? Her last name is Doe, which is perfect. I can't remember her first name. She's a glamorous executive at J.P. Morgan. Ever heard of it? Pretty prestigious institution.
Her name is Lorna Hajdini.
That's the gal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lorna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, wait, are you sure or is that the guy's name?
J.P. Morgan executive Lorna Hajdini sexually abused.
Okay.
Well, this is the story. Brown boy Indian.
Okay, that's what the headline says.
I'm just reading the headline.
We're just reading the headline. If you've seen The Horrible Bosses with Jennifer Aniston and the way, like, that literally happened to J.P. Morgan, and the details in this are absolutely wild. So this guy shows up, starts working on the same floor as her. They're on some, like, senior team role or whatever.
Okay.
But she's ultimately his boss.
Right.
First week on the floor, she drops her pen by his desk, walks over, squeezes his leg as she's picking up her pen, like starts squeezing his hand.
So like she's acting like she's bending over and like using it as leverage.
Gives
almost.
Gives him a hey, how you doing? You know, one of those. Then as she's standing up, claims, "Oh, you did play basketball in college. I love basketball players.
They get me excited."
but a different word for
excited. But in a different way for ladies.
Think about rain. So It gets worse from here.
What are you sighing about over
here? Some of the details in this story.
It's very.
She complained, like, she would pull him into the bathroom at company events and basically, like, force herself on him. She slipped him multiple roofies on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
She would tie him down at her apartment, like, unbeknownst to him after being slipped a roofie.
How long was this going on?
he's also married.
He is married. And a lot of these, he was, like, crying. Like, she's forcing herself on
him. She told
him
at one point.
And he's crying.
She was, in one way, forcing herself on him. He started crying while she was doing this.
Performing an act on him.
And she looked up and said, "Stop crying, you little bitch."
It's not funny. I mean,
funny.
This is a massive company. They have whistleblowing HR.
It's the movie.
It
really is horrible, boss. Yeah. It's Jen Aniston.
How do you react if somebody, your first week working at a place, you're sitting at your desk?
So we don't know how long this was going on, but this was, I mean, obviously there's this many things documented.
I would imagine it transpired for a while. If there's this many examples of like events that took place, it had to have taken place for a couple of months, I would think. Like first week at the company, some gal drops her pen by your desk, reaches down and just gives you a squeeze on the hamstring.
When is he telling his wife? Is he telling his wife?
No, God, no.
Why? If you are against this.
I want nothing to do with it. But it's also happening.
If this was happening to you and you didn't tell your wife, she'd be like, "So you wanted this?" And you'd be like,
no,
I just chose not to ever tell you.
No.
Or get her in trouble until now.
Nobody's really into short, fat, stocky guys, unfortunately. Also balding.
The history of our show is not going to be accurate on that, and I will say no more.
I think my odds are great.
Really?
Yeah, they're not great.
I won't go any further.
Anyways, how would you react if this was you?
I can't even fathom.
How long do you report it to somebody?
So the pen grabbing is the instant, what?
Hmm?
Like, is she leaning over and like, okay, using the leg as like a leverage to grab? And then like maybe you squeeze a little bit, but I'm thinking, oh, she's grabbing the pen, the force, you know, all that. It's the next one.
You would look past the squeezing of a hamstring?
No, the thigh.
The thigh?
If she's bending over to grab a pen.
If she's grabbing your thigh and squeezing.
I'm saying she's
there's
bending
no
over.
Looking
it's
past
like putting
that.
Your hand on a table to grab something.
You don't need to squeeze. And okay, then make a comment about how fit my thigh is.
Well, now if you're adding context to it.
She said, oh, you did play basketball. That makes me. You're not overlooking that
I
moment.
I would be saying I try not to skip leg day. Now, the next one is when I'm starting to raise the antenna. The next one. Well, I don't know what the next one is.
I don't know either.
Is she calling me your little white boy? Is she locking me in the closet? Am
just
I getting tied
down?
Search
J.P. Morgan and you can read through some of the details. This is one of the wildest stories I've ever read.
I don't believe she's on the website anymore.
For those wondering, she is attractive.
I would imagine the first whiff of public that this came to an HR person, they were like...
What?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I mean, this is Wall Street, too, we're talking. So, you know, there's already shady
so
stuff that's going on.
This is in New York. This is, like,
I believe so,
Wall
yeah.
Street, the big giant
She's, like,
corporate.
A high-up corporate, like, she's supposed to be near the top of the list.
I mean, it's literally Jen Aniston at the dentist office.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Spraying you with the little...
While the patient's out sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you stop it over there?
Yeah.
Anyways, there you go. Lifesavers. Horrible bosses. What's to come?
It's a good start.
We'll find out next. More Magic Hat on the Fam.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
People making Bill jokes to Sprague, which callback from earlier in the week. Sprague would have gone to the Jazz and Wine concert not knowing what he was referring to.
I couldn't have gotten anybody hotter than Bill.
We may need to skip Sprague in the line tomorrow.
What is happening right now?
Well, the Blazers are gone. I don't think we need
to. Dude, we got
line.
Good stuff to gamble on this weekend, man.
I have a competition problem.
You're going to have to really filter.
All right. What else we got in the Magic Hour? Let's hurry up here.
Let's see if we can. It's all dirt today.
Yeah, two for two so far.
I got a few in there.
All right, here we go.
I got to remember where I named them.
How we feeling about it?
Yeah, so this was the Kentucky Derby note I just wanted to throw out. The people at the Kentucky Derby are more nervous this year than they've ever been. Would you like to know why?
Why is that?
They are finding that gamblers are now using algorithms and chat GPTs of the world to calculate truly who to be gambling on. And now the scary part is the algorithm.
How accurate are they?
Well, we don't know yet. That's why they're nervous.
Yeah.
They're afraid that they're going to find all of this stuff. Like, so they have their set boards of odds, right?
Yeah.
Like, My Little Pony is 4-1, right? But they're afraid that, like, the algorithms and the way that these gambling companies are using technology, that My Little Pony is more of a 10-1, and the 15-1 should be a 4-1. This is going to start happening more and more
in
sports
gambling.
I'm going to
poo-poo this. Maybe this ages terribly. Okay. I'm going to give it a poo-poo out of the game.
Keep an eye on it this week.
Like, right. So can I type into Google AI who's going to, like, what playoff game do we have tonight? Celtics and Sixers, right?
I don't know if it's gotten to that realm. I'm just telling you that people.
But how does it
Kentucky
get to horse racing, though? That's what I don't understand. Like, how is an algorithm going to tell me who's going to win the race?
It's standalone about a thing that they can, I don't know.
It's pari-mutuel wagering. So the amount of money that gets bet on different horses is what's changing the odds at any one time.
Yeah.
So if a whole bunch of money starts to come
in on
one
random
horse,
the odds
will
change.
Quickly.
Right. But what if it
down.
Starts out the 25-1 horse by the time it starts at the gate
is
5-1? You know what I mean? That's going to be like
a lot
oh,
of people
crap.
That have good value bets there.
That's
for
all
sure.
I'm
that's
saying is
sure.
Like it's very interesting.
Okay. I'm curious. That's an interesting story. I'll keep an eye on this weekend.
All right. Prom.
Yeah, let's do this. Take yourself back.
My nephew just asked his lady
when?
To prom.
Nephew
and she
just
said yes.
Went to prom. Nephew number 3 just had prom last weekend.
Prom's a big deal. Right?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
My prom was terrible.
You know
they
what else
like
is a big deal?
40 of them in a party bus.
That's how you got
it. Did you go to one prom or two proms?
I did one prom.
I only did one.
Yeah, I only did one as well. It was
terrible. There two proms? How was there two proms?
Well, usually juniors it's a junior prom. You could
go. We didn't have a junior prom.
Yeah, well, you could go.
Oh, I guess you could get invited by a
juniors
senior.
Juniors and seniors could go.
If you have a J.P. Morgan exec in your high school that's a senior when you're a junior, you're probably going to prom. You know what I mean?
And you're going to the after party.
Yeah.
17-year-old dirt.
The after party's happening at the prom.
Ooh, buddy. So prom is a very big deal. We can all acknowledge that, right? Happy prom season, everybody out there. You know what else is a big deal?
Prom season.
I don't know. You know what else is a big deal? The end of your athletic career.
Yeah.
And
I cried my last basketball game.
Coincided, which has now become a very controversial decision by a baseball team. Let me explain. State playoffs going on down in Florida. West Nassau is getting ready to play their quarterfinal, semifinal. I can't remember exactly what game was.
All right.
One of the players, their top senior pitcher, had a 0.94 ERA.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He, along with the four other seniors on the team, there were a total of 5 seniors, elected to skip their state playoff game to go to prom, and the baseball team eventually lost 12-1 in their game without the 5 seniors.
Utterly
involved.
Egregious. I never want anything to do with them, and if they have a scholarship offer, I've pulled it. Tells me all I need to know about you.
That was my takeaway, too.
You are not committed.
You can go to the after. There was always a prom after party. I think we went.
Own prom.
I can't remember where we went afterwards, but we did something after prom.
What are you doing?
Yes, it's their last. This is state playoffs.
Yeah. If you told me Park
Rose, abandon your
we're
team?
In the playoffs or I go to prom.
To
I'm
go
not
do
even
the cha-cha slide?
Get out of here.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right.
If I have a girlfriend, you know, I'll take them out for a nice dinner and all that stuff another time.
Cha-cha's fun. Why did you use that? That was a bad example.
I mean, it is a good song. I get it. I like doing it when it comes on at a bar, but Not for the state playoffs, baby.
Yeah, you pitching or you doing the hustle?
They have five seniors on the team. All of them skipped the game. They lost the playoff game 12-1. Season came to an
end. I'm sorry, dude. Wow. That's egregious.
Okay, good takeaway. I'm glad that we were on the same side of the fence.
Maybe I'm jaded because my prom sucked.
Yeah.
You know, some people have good prom experiences. I did not have that. I rolled in a Nissan Maxima. So, like, maybe I'm jaded with it.
Windows down, though. I bet those windows were down.
They were tinted. You got to keep them up.
Oh, it kept them up.
People couldn't know
who I was. We did the whole prom experience. We did it up. It was nice. It was fun. It was a good time.
No, it was a waste of my money. But I had to rent a suit. My mom didn't live here anymore, so it was all on me. I had to go to Salty's. Yeah, expensive salty.
Yeah, I know. We went to the. There's a restaurant. It was Alexander's at the time. I don't know if it's the same. At the top floor of the Hilton downtown.
I don't even like seafood. And they were like, "Let's go to Salty's." And I'm like, "What?" And I got the bill, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?"
Then we did a horse-drawn carriage from the Hilton.
Oh, that is the most Lakeridge thing of all time.
Because our prom was on the Sternwheeler.
We were at Oregon City in a random venue.
Right there at the river wall in a horse-drawn carriage.
It was terrible. I hated prom.
Yeah, my prom was okay. It wasn't out of this world. I don't remember it being, it's kind of like the New Year's Eve of events in your youth where you kind of build it up in your head. It's prom
you
night.
Build up.
And then we had an after party.
I mean, the whole movie American Pie is based on
about
prom.
Before prom. Yeah. We got to,
Are you in or out?
I'm not happy to share this, but I read about it, so you need to hear about it, all right? So in 2025, there is an influencer by the name of Gracie Bonn.
Gracie Bonn.
B-O-N, Bonn.
Okay.
If you Google image her, you will instantly understand maybe where the story is going. She admitted on a podcast that she pays...
That's a lot. There's a lot going on there.
I'll take your word for it.
That is,
She has to pay a personal assistant $10,000 a month to wipe.
$10,000 a month, $10,000 a month.
She can't reach. So she's an influencer who's
very, very large influencer.
What are we influencing?
The backside. Obviously, we're influencing men to spend a lot of money to look at my backside. It's the best way I could put it. It looks like a horse.
It
the
is
back
wild
of a horse.
Because if you cut the picture in half, like the top of her body to the bottom of her
body, it doesn't match.
It does not match.
It's got to be fake.
Oh, there's got to be. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Maybe it's a condition. She basically admits. Maybe it's a bee sting. We don't know.
She just swallowed up right now. It'll come back down to earth. Maybe it's a condition. Big buttitis. What's the disease she's got? Somebody get this gal some help, man.
$10,000 a month. Do you in or out?
No.
120 grand a year?
To be her personal assistant?
The wiper?
You're basically handling the hygiene.
You're the wiper guy?
Nah.
Yeah.
Is it cash, tax-free?
She did not disclose that part of it.
Okay.
No.
If I don't get a W-2, I'd
contemplate. Wait a minute. Why are you saying no so quickly as if you can't do that at home in 20 minutes?
How often is she going?
I think she's doing it every day.
She's going every day, but like how many times a day are we talking?
No, I think every day.
Like you have to follow her around everywhere she goes in case she needs it?
I think there's like 3 or 4 occasions a day.
Can I be elsewhere and get a text and run over?
Or do I have to
like be by her side at all times in case there's an emergency?
No, I'd assume she's communicating with you about like, hey, I plan on doing a shoot today at a certain time.
Dude, if I could find like 120 grand cash, like tax free.
Well, I don't know if it's tax free.
That's my caveat though. This is my negotiation. Your 2 first round picks for Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Tax free. I'd think about it.
Okay.
120 G's, 120 G's.
120 G's is a lot of money to be doing.
I understand all that. I know myself well. No.
Give you another take. It kind of makes me like, if I'm one of those dudes that's on those only websites, I suddenly am unsubscribing. You've ruined it.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about this out loud?
That's a good point.
I'm out.
I don't need that visual in my head.
No, I, yeah.
Now the whole point's gone.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? And then we get to one more.
There is. I probably have one more, and then I don't remember what I had, though.
Let's see. The Red's Pizza Challenge. This is mine.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys saw this. Obviously, lots been made of the ABS so far in baseball season.
It's been unbelievable.
My team is the worst in baseball.
Ooh. You guys really are.
I don't
having
know.
Having a good year, but your percentages are low.
Oh, we're having the best year in baseball. I don't know if statistically we're dead last, but I was watching the broadcast, and I'll just tell you as a fan watching every game, they never win.
Yeah.
And they challenge, and I go, you're an idiot.
Wasn't Jazz Chisholm like the worst one?
He's been pretty bad.
Isn't he like 1-7 or something?
I've picked out guys on the roster that immediately I'm like, don't let them do it anymore.
Well, this was at a Cincinnati Reds game earlier this week. There is a local pizza chain, La Rosa's, that has had a promotion with them over the years. So if the Reds pitchers as a team strike out 11 opponents in a game, you can redeem your ticket or somehow for a free pizza that week. Well, it's the ninth. The team has 10 strikeouts.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, the pitcher has worked ahead 1-2, threw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball on the corner, called a ball.
Ooh.
And Reds catcher challenges.
Give me the challenge.
It is a strike.
Yes.
And the crowd went nuts.
Of course
was
they
still
do.
There.
Chalupa. Yes.
And
Chalupa.
Free, that's a whole free pizza.
That's a big deal.
So that is the, yeah.
Why would they agree to that deal? That's a lot of pizza.
I mean, good for them for doing it.
I know. I'm with you.
I mean,
but
what kind of, what are we talking, small pizza, medium pizza, does it say?
It does not say. It just says a free pizza within the next week.
That'll fill me up.
I would imagine.
What a great deal.
Probably immediate.
A personal pizza, a
what's
medium.
What do they need again?
Matter.
Say that again. How many? They needed 11 strikeouts?
11 strikeouts.
11 strikeouts, you get a free pizza.
I mean, I guess how often does that happen in a game?
I mean, you could get some collective efforts from a team.
But yeah, like, every what, ticket holder at Great American Ballpark wins a free small one-topping pizza from La Rosa's.
Mm, that's so, a great deal.
What do you do if Dundon gives us an actual free item? I love watching the arenas on League Pass. Go crazy when they get the missed free throws
for Chick-fil-A or Nuggets or something.
We have to spend money on ours.
I know.
People just overlook that. Dundon, he's such a cheap POS. Our ownership group literally eliminated
the Chalupa.
Well,
one, you have to get the app and sign up for
McDonald's,
the rewards program.
Make you have to go on the app. It doesn't work half the time.
You have to buy a
then
drink or a coffee or something to get the freebie.
We got to spend money. But our owner now is cheap. But the last people, they gave the players a kitchen. Yeah, and they cost me money at McDonald's.
Technology has gone way too far. I remembered this going to the game on Friday, so obviously my buddy had the tickets, and he gave them. But it's not the old school way, so he had to text me, hey, what's your email address? He's got to send me
the ticket redemption thing.
And then I got to redeem the ticket, and then it sends me to a Ticketmaster, which I'm like, I don't think I have an account. And then
it tells me
I have an account, and I can't remember the password. And then I put a new password in, and it tells me the new password can't be what the old password is. So I'm like, great, I did know the new password, so I didn't need a new password. And then after doing all the Ticketmaster stuff, just to get access to my ticket, it then tells me I need to go download the Trailblazers app.
Yes, you do.
Because I can't just utilize it in the Ticketmaster app. I have to have the Trailblazer app. Yeah. Now the Trailblazer app's sending me updates throughout the game of like, I'm literally at the game. I know what the score is. I don't need to know what the score is at the end of the first quarter. Jumping through that many hoops for a ticket for a game?
Yeah.
What has happened to this society?
Just print one out and hand it to me.
If I'm going to be late, drop it off at Will Call. Hey, here you go. Yeah,
there you go.
Johnson's the last name. Thank you.
I'm with you 100%. It's a terrible
hell
process.
In a handbasket, man.
I had this problem with the Seahawk tickets when I went a couple years ago for Thursday night. It was like, and then the worst part, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a Ticketmaster thing, but like because they're joined up with either the Seahawk app or the Blazer app, once in a while it won't, like, you know how it pops and says add to wallet, which is the easiest thing
it
to
wouldn't
do.
Let me add mine to
it
my
would
wallet
not add to my
because I
wallet.
Hadn't updated my one. Phone to a certain point I needed a setting update and I'm like I'm not doing that to
or
add
it
to my
had
wallet.
An old a different password or an old password and the passwords didn't match up or your email address had changed and your
what
email
am I gonna
address
do when I
different.
Get a flip phone
this was a thought I had. You're kind of screwed.
You
gotta
call
regard.
That old guy down the Dodger guy and figure out what he does.
Dodger guy.
Yeah, you didn't know that he had printed tickets for like 50 years?
Did they actually print them for him?
They did. They succumbed.
Good for them.
Yeah. And so
I love a printed ticket.
The new he had done it every year. He had his seats for like 50 years, basically ever since they moved to LA.
Mm.
And this year they finally told him, "No, our whole system, we can't do it this year."
Mm.
And he said, "I'm not going to sign up for your thing. I'm not doing it." So
Good for him.
So and Held then his the crown. The backlash was so and he's like 84 years old now.
He's like, yeah, dude.
And the backlash was so big that the Dodgers somebody
I don't even have a smartphone. You're going to tell me I can't come to games anymore? Like what are we doing?
I'm
going to
be the annoying friend. You got the tickets, right? Cuz I got a flip phone. Yeah. I'll meet you.
All righty, there you go. Magic Hat every Thursday, 9 o'clock. Always goes long. It's always
a big dirt Magic Hat today.
That was the biggest one we didn't even get to.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to remember?
We got a holdover?
We'll see. TBD.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, yogurt thief Joe Fisher in here trying to defend his cause. Evidently, he's stealing yogurts out of the fridge.
Good point by a listener. You don't help yourself in the making fun of your age because you're the oldest on the show swag when you say you took a horse-drawn carriage to prom.
That does not help. That's a good
point.
What are
you doing?
That's a really good point.
I drove a Nissan Maxima, and you're like, yeah, the horse got there, and we had just enough daylight.
Theodore Roosevelt was president. I love you, Swag. Love you. Well, I didn't get to it there. I'm going to do it now. I've been sitting on this one for a while.
Yeah.
I know you guys have been wondering, are we going to do anything here? We're going to do anything here?
What do you mean? We got breaking news?
Yeah, I do have a bit of breaking news.
Oh.
There is breaking news. Sources close to me are indicating there's rumors on the streets.
Oh, we're doing this?
There's rumors on the streets right now out there in the wild.
Talking.
The streets are talking.
Mm.
That, There's a baby in the oven in the Johnson family.
Hooray! You're poor, and your life is absolutely cooked. Two kids, buddy. You're done.
And in typical Dirt fashion, years ago I famously had a rant. Speaking of skipping the state playoffs for senior prom.
Oh, you better tell this story.
I had a rant years ago. This is probably 1 year into our radio career.
1 year
we were
into
still
our
a three-man show. We were a night show
we
at the time.
Show. Yeah.
And I brought up the idea. So Daniel Murphy at the time, I want to say he was playing for the Mets.
Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
Nationals.
Yeah.
And he was going
no,
on this.
No, it was the Mets.
Was it the Mets?
Yeah.
He was
right.
going on a postseason yeah. run where he's hitting a bunch of home runs, carrying them. Well, in the middle of that postseason run, his wife went into labor and he missed a game in the playoffs. And I thought, dude, what are we
doing? A game, by the way.
What are we doing? It's the playoffs. Playoffs? You missing a game in the playoffs? And it pissed a lot of people off. I was an idiot, and I had no clue what it actually took to have a baby and the ups and downs of that process and what did any of it actually look like. I was just young and dumb, and I made that argument. And in fitting fashion, I am now going to have a baby in the heart of football season in the middle of October.
First of all, very happy for you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We will give you a lot of crap for having two kids because one has been enough for you, and now two is going to be too much. You were sick 8 times this year with one. How many times are you going to get sick with two?
My life's over, man.
Your life's been over.
It's over.
Follow up on the Daniel Murphy story as you kind of undersell it.
Yeah.
So, famously, our very first opportunity to do live programming as a show,
yes.
I just happened to already have my wedding booked, and it was in November. And we go to the ceremony after the reception. We go to a luau. We were in Hawaii. And my phone is ringing, like, repeatedly. And I'm like, God, why are they calling me?
I'm getting married right now.
I'd already been married. I'm doing well. I'm drinking a cocktail.
I'm on a beach.
I go, I got to take this. They're calling me 80 times. There's got to be something wrong. So I answer the phone, and it's him and our old co-host. And they're like, It's over. I ruined it. And I'm like, what happened? And they're like, well, we had a bad LaMarcus take, and one person texted in. And I'm like,
by the way, that LaMarcus take aged perfectly. I said trade him because we might lose him for nothing. Yeah. And we ended up losing him for nothing.
Well, you got backlash and you got scared. Right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you're lucky I even answered the phone. I think this is the dumbest thing to call me about. Fast forward a year later, I'm doing the show, and out loud, he goes, what an irresponsible jackass. Why don't you plan your childbirth around your work schedule?
Dude, it's October, okay? Let's think ahead here, Daniel Murphy.
Literally had a kid. I was the only one on the show.
Yeah, you were the only one. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not how any of that works.
That's not how it plays out.
You can't plan. You don't know what people are going through. And you were just like cocky sniffing 22-year-old. Yeah, what an idiot. What an irresponsible, selfish jerk. And he should have been fired for that take. You should have been fired for that take.
So at what critical point of the show will you be ducking out? Do we know?
So it's around Ohio State and Michigan.
So the due date's early October now. It's early October. I think it moved up a little bit based on our last ultrasound.
The second one usually comes early.
The Teddy ball game was early. He was a couple weeks early.
So you won't be going to the Big Ten opener down in L.A. between the Ducks and USC.
I will not be in Los Angeles for that. But I wouldn't have been if there was a baby in the oven or not. I would have been at a bar somewhere hosting a pregame show.
if you miss the USC Oregon game.
It's going to be wild.
And they lose.
My life's going to be a little chaotic. But I am very excited. We did find out it is a boy, so we know it is. We're 2 for 2.
I'm 2 for 2. I told you. I was hoping for a girl. Capable of making a girl.
The wife wanted a girl. I would have been totally cool with a girl. Like once you have your first boy, the kind of stress is off of whatever number two is. Just be happy and healthy. That's all that matters to me. Yeah. But it is, we did find out recently that it is a boy. So we're going to be 2 for 2 2 for 2 and done. So
what do we need to get the lovely?
Yeah. What do we get?
Dude,
Mrs.
We don't
Johnson.
Need anything.
How about more toys? I got some toys.
For
I'll
the
bring
love
toys
of God,
in.
If you bring a toy to my house.
I have some garbage bags full of clothes. Maybe hand-me-downs?
We already got those.
They're
tomboy
clothes.
We got
though.
One older boy, they and now we're going to have a younger boy, and we don't need to buy anything new.
I got a lot of they-them clothes in my car.
That's the whole point.
You know what I mean?
I will say the one saving grace of a boy was I thought, like, damn, that saved me a lot of money.
Yeah, you don't have to reinvent as much.
No, because we have bins and bins of things that we're just holding on to, waiting to see if we were going to have a second kid, if it was going to be a boy. And so all that was like just is sitting somewhere in a storage place where we got to go through all of it and see all of our baby clothes.
So roughly about 2 years, almost 3 years apart?
About 2.5 years, yeah. Teddy will he'll turn 3 in January, and this one's coming in September or October. Yeah. So
that's the perfect time for when you have two boys, you cocky sniffing now, and then they're 7 and 9, and they're fighting, and they're breaking your house, and you're going, I hate boys.
Yeah, just send them outside, all right? They'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
There's raccoons out there.
Be back by dinner time. That's all that matters to me in the neighborhood.
Go do some up downs!
Yeah, that's it.
Now, were you trying?
Oh, yeah, we tried. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was not an accident.
Okay.
No goalies were pulled.
You weren't trying to prevent it.
I will give the wife a hard time for this regard because I had told her, based on my Daniel Murphy take, like, hey, having a kid in football season will be a little challenging for me. Now, I grant you that there's no timings and guarantees of when all this is going to happen, and it's roll the dice, right? And she said, well, the last time it took us a couple of months in order for it to happen, and so let's get the ball rolling downhill. And I thought, okay, that's, I see your point, but also, what if it happens right away? She said, that won't happen.
There
first,
you go.
First try.
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah. Right. I'm 2 and done.
Trying's the best part.
Yeah. I love to try when I'm not trying.
I was like, what do you mean? We can't try anymore?
I need to go apply at J.P. Morgan.
There's no more trying.
Try more.
Pull me into a coat closet or something, Let's
you calling Dr. Snip?
While on paternity leave.
Now, did you fully name
Skeeter's coming in? I'm going to Skeeter on paternity leave.
Dr. Snip.
Take 2 weeks off. During those 2 weeks, let's go. Give me a frozen bag of peas.
I'd love to hear back on your experience going through it because mine was delightful. Yeah. My wife watched. That was kind of weird, but also kind of comforting at the same time.
Do they hold your hand?
She just stood there and looked at it.
Yeah.
Looks like a ramen noodle. I'm like, that's a little graphic.
I didn't need that information.
So you named Teddy ball game entirely, right?
I don't think I would take credit for entirely naming. I won the battle ultimately, but she's pro. Now, I think what's
Do we
her,
have
her,
names?
No.
Marcus Justin or Justin Marcus?
It's too early for that.
Are we going to go like total Portland white people name?
I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
A lot of her options I'm not a huge fan of, and I'm not going to say them over the air because then somebody's going to be like, my kid's name, my kid's name, you jackass.
I know.
So I'm not going to do that.
But you went throwback. You went Theodore.
Yeah, you went Theodore. You
know, I want to go throwback again.
What's the old throwback you want? George?
The dream name I want, I'll never get is Milt. Because it was my grandfather's name. His name was Milton, and everybody called him Milt.
You want to name your kid Milton?
Milt Johnson. That's what I want. But I know I'm going to lose that battle.
I kind of need this to be a Teddy and a Milt.
Would be perfect, would it not?
In 2026.
Listen to Frank Sinatra on the weekends. What are you guys doing over there? Just drinking a glass of wine. Got some Frank on the record player.
iPads are bad for your eyes. You must read books.
Everybody hit 10 putts before they go to bed. Well, kid number two in the play in October, so I got that going for me. That was in my magic hat today, and I thought I'm not sitting on that for another week.
Good for you, man. We'll get it out of the way. We're happy for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for leaving at a good time. Like you left.
I mean, at least topic wise, you're going to be. Yeah, there won't be a shortage of things to talk about.
But you left me the Super Bowl that my team lost.
That is true.
And then after football season ended, the Blazers were dog crap. I had nothing to talk about.
I'll just say this: it will not be a 7-week hiatus for me this time in the middle of football season. I don't think mathematically I can pull that off.
We might have the brand man fill in for you during
You go. Yeah, he's hanging around the office. Yeah. So we'll come up with stuff. We'll get creative. I won't be gone for that long, but very excited.
Happy for you, man.
Baby number two on the way in October in the Johnson household. Two and done, and then we get snipped, baby. Let's wrap it up on with Thursday. We'll do it next on The Fam. Love the name suggestions coming in. The congrats on the sex. I appreciate that.
Sizzler.
Moses got texted in. I will say Moses
Johnson.
Dude, Moses
is
high on my list, but this gets back to a thing we've debated many a time on the show.
Yeah.
We moved last year back into my old stomping grounds, and there's a kid across the street from us with the name Moses.
Yeah, you'd look like you're copying him.
Exactly.
Even though it's a known name.
It's a known name. Yeah, but if that was not the case, I don't know if the wife would go for Moses.
Right.
Walter?
Walt? I'd be great with
Walt.
Dude,
I kind of think Milt.
Milt's pretty good.
You gonna drive hard in the paint for me?
Well, you know me. I'm gonna support your choices and like, give me one example of a name. Come on, who cares?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Because people
of them.
Are going. I mean, I don't know
I think
if it's
there was a Conrad
anymore.
In there. I think it was
Conrad.
I think a Conrad was in there.
If she's willing to do a Conrad, I think she's open to a Milton.
Yeah.
Is there a family name for her, or she doesn't do the family name?
I don't
thing
think there's
the way
a. We did the middle name of Teddy Ballgame is the middle name of both of our dads have the same middle name. So that fit perfectly.
How about
Alan?
That?
So I was like, dude,
that's perfect.
Boom, boom. There's two, both families taken care of.
Yeah.
You know, with a little homage to the grandfathers. But no, other than that, there's not a huge driving force for a name. I like Jackson. I'd be down with Jackson.
Jackson's, I'd see, I put that in kind of the realm of Portland, popular kind of unique-ish name. Like, there's Jacksons out there.
He's got
now,
a mustache.
Are you spelling
He's
it with an
IPAs.
X, or are you don't going
God,
old school?
God, no. God, okay. no.
Wait, what?
God, no.
J-A-X-S-O-N.
No. No, we're a CK family.
Oh, you're a traditional white guy.
I'm a white. We're a CK family here.
I like the X-O-N. I think that's a nice little twist. You should see my mom try to pronounce Drew Holiday's name last weekend.
Oh, what did she say?
J-Roo? What's J-Roo?
Is that like A-A-Ron?
A-A-Ron. That is very A-A-Ron, is it not?
She did the very white way of saying, I was like, his name's Drew.
J-Roo?
She goes, why does he spell it that way? And I go, easy, white lady. I'm sorry you didn't spell it D-R-E-W.
So needless to say, this summer, I'm going to play a lot of golf.
You still have one.
I know, but one's becoming a lot easier. Like, that's made the adjustment for me easier.
It's the best. When they become, dude, like, almost self-sustaining.
He's not quite there yet, but, like, my afternoons are shooting hoops in the driveway and hitting golf balls around the backyard.
When he's 10.
This is delightful.
I'm going to see what age it is for
I'm
you
I'm having
guys.
A great time right now.
When he's 10.
Yeah.
You and your wife, well, I get two now, but when they're both 10 or older, you're going to have a sweet spot of your life, buddy. You're going to feel like you're done parenting because you and your wife can just leave for 4 hours.
Dude.
And be like, you guys good?
You
yeah,
guys
we're
good?
Fine.
Yeah, play some vids, watch a movie. All right.
See ya. We're at a farmer's
just
market.
Just don't beat don't be each other up.
Yeah. Well. Stay on the computer too long. I know what you're looking at. Why are your socks sticky?
Dude, you're not going to have any socks now. Two boys.
Socks are gone, dude. Socks are done. All my towels. Are you kidding me? Towels? I just got these.
These were custom, Jackson.
Come on. That'll do it for us, folks. Good little show. Thanks, everybody, for the well wishes. Appreciate it. And thanks for being a part of our Thursday. It is Blazer Exit Interview Day. Danny's over there getting all the audio for us, so maybe in time for primetime.
And poll question of the day.
Poll and your neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day before we sign off. Of course, brought to you by one of their five locations, San Diego's Big Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. Kevin Durant available this summer. Do you want to go get them? At Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, go vote. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.